Sharif Cousins was 16 when he was sentenced to death on murder charges in New Orleans. 11 years later, at age 27, he was exonerated and returned home. He got a job, and he would eventually enroll in college. But even as a free man, Cousins still carried a heavy burden from his years behind bars.
You know, and we're talking about a kid. I was depressed. I didn't deal with that. I didn't deal with the reality that half of my youth has been just taken away from me. A lot of time when we are released from prison, we think, oh, when I'm released, I'm free. You know, I'm good. You know, but you're not good.
That's why he joined a New Orleans nonprofit called Resurrection After Exoneration. This group advocates for criminal justice reform in the halls of power, while on the street level, it helps men and women coming home from prison. Resurrection After Exoneration was founded by John Thompson, another New Orleans man who served 18 years in a Louisiana prison before his own exoneration. He now runs a screen printing company in New Orleans called Beacon Industries.
Some of us had smooth transitions back into society. I was one of them. We couldn't say the same for our other brothers.
Thompson knows that without support, the future for people coming home after long periods of incarceration is grim.
That self-destruction, no one to talk to, no doctor, no psychiatrist, no one to really fan it out on. You have family members not understanding how to help you.
This is where Resurrection After Exoneration steps in, helping them with the very basics at first, like clothes and housing, and then working on counseling, GED classes, and job skills to get them on the right track. And the program is expanding, as Cousins explains.
We know that our program worked for exonerees. And so now we're saying that, you know what, we need to expand it to formerly incarcerated, period. Empower ourselves to become advocates, to become better citizens, to reintegrate back into our communities. Knowing who you are and accepting who you are and developing who you are and being able to give who you are in the community.
Resurrection After Exoneration is lobbying lawmakers to provide more compensation and support for those who were wrongly incarcerated, and the group is using the perspective of its members as people who have survived some of the darkest rungs of the criminal justice system to reach out to local high school students through a program called My Choice, My Voice.
My Choice, My Voice says, you know what? Not only we as exonerees, but we as formerly incarcerated black men have a responsibility to reconstruct what's happening in our own communities.
Or, as Thompson puts it,
we're trying to let them see how precious life is, how we lost our freedom. Nothing is not worth hurting your brother. We're trying to really get that message across.
Learn more about Resurrection After Exoneration at WWNO.org. For WWNO, I'm Ian McNulty.